The Unofficial Ambassador, Part 2. Copyright sonicerotica.com. In my mind, I was up to the bit where my lips were latched onto Sarah's cunt, her honey filling my mouth as Matt filled her mouth with his beautiful cock. I liked to watch him as he slipped in and out, gently fucking her lips. In that moment, nothing else seemed to exist except the perfect pleasure of my fingers against my flesh and the beautiful images that filled my mind. Nothing else at all except for my headlong rush towards orgasm. Nothing else at all except somewhere a familiar sound that sought to intrude into my consciousness. A very quiet cough. I heard a loud click. My eyes flew open. I stilled my hand but kept my fingers where they were, pressing hard against my needy clit. The blanket still covered me and I lay very still, wondering that perhaps if I didn't move, I could pretend to be asleep. Rather hopelessly, I was too curious for the pretense. Slowly, I lifted my eyes to look across the aisle. My gentleman friend appeared to have just clicked off his overhead light. As he bent to retrieve the magazine that had slipped to the floor, he readjusted the rug in his own lap, resettled himself, and turned slowly to look me straight in the eye. He grinned, a wide boyish grin, that even in the dim light I could see, crinkled the corners of his eyes. He seemed amused. His look told me that he had seen me and what I'd been doing. My face burned. My mouth fell open to say something, I have no idea what. He held his forefinger to his lips, shaking his head and hushing me, glancing around to the sleeping occupants of the cabin as if to say, "Don't wake them." My heart raced and I could hear my breathing grow a little heavier. My fingers were destined to become very wrinkled if they stayed in that wet place for much longer. The knowledge that he knew where that hand of mine was sent a shock of pleasure through me. I couldn't resist pressing there, for a moment wondering how his hand would feel trapped between my legs. I curled a fingertip into the wet opening, feeling the heat, the same heat that he would feel. I was a little embarrassed, but at the same time completely intrigued as to what may happen next. I sort of felt like I was dancing deliciously and dangerously along the edge of some strange, dreamy moment. I also realised that we were at an impasse of sorts, and I wondered if I should close my eyes and pretend that nothing had happened, whether I should retreat from the edge. But it had happened, and he knew it, and I knew it. I felt my nipples draw up into hard points at the thought. The moment seemed to stretch silently until, from his seat, he gestured to me to pull my blanket up and away. I didn't move. I could feel the pulse in my neck jumping about as his outrageous request sent a thrill through me, landing squarely at my pussy. I'd heard that Americans were friendly travellers. I had no idea just how friendly. And of course, we Australians are known for our obliging hospitality. He appeared to be aware of the fact too. As an unofficial ambassador for my country, there seemed little else I could do but comply, or at least entertain the idea. Well, that was going to be my excuse if anyone asked. "Please," his lovely lips shaped the words silently. I raised my eyebrows as if to say, "Like this?" As I gave the blanket a little pull, gathering it in my hands, shifting it to uncover my bare thighs. I could see on his face a look of surprise that I had done as he'd requested, but he shook his head, obviously unsatisfied with my effort, and made a little tugging action, upward, higher. I pulled the small blue rug high up over my bent legs, letting it drop and rest at my waist. This time, he nodded his approval at my action. With his hands, he made a small parting of the ways gesture. For a split second, I pretended I didn't understand. I gave him a slightly puzzled look. Did he want me to move something? Put the blanket away from me? His hand gesture became more emphatic, more defined. He wanted me to open my legs more. He wanted to see more of me. My eyes locked on his smiling face. I inched my thighs apart, spreading myself open for him. His eyes and smile grew wide. I knew that he could see my hand trapped in my panties, now obscuring his view of my dripping pussy.